And she wants to, she can do these other dances, all these other type of dances. And when she do the split, she must stretch some muscle or something. In her legs. And she hasn't been too happy about going to school since she wasn't able to be a cheerleader. She was the head cheerleader. But see, these kids, I don't have the money for these type of things, you know, for the kids to have. And it costs quite a bit of money for the kids to have these things. And this is something what the welfare people won't help you with. These different agencies, they'll tell you they would help you, but they will not. They will not help you. They say they will, but they wouldn't. They're not interested. They'll pick out certain children and what parents have a little money, and that would be it. If you don't have any money, you lost.
Jay.
You're just lost if you don't have a little money. Or you're not able to get out there and work and make a little extra money. Boy, that was good. That does wonders for my throat. The principal say, don't you drink, let me get you drinking coffee on this job at my time. Yes. He got the coffee. Oh, that's not, it's a thermos bottle he got behind him. That's old Simon Legree.
Okay. Now, if somebody makes up his mind and nothing can make him change his mind, you might say he's mighty.
He. Oh. What did I say that was? Sure of himself?
Yeah, and he just, you know, like, he just, oh, you know, like a mule is. He's just
stubborn.
Yeah.
Set in his ways.
How about somebody you cannot joke with without him losing his temper? You know, you just can't say anything to him without losing his temper. You say he's mighty what?
Touchless.
Mighty what?
Touchless.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about you might be saying, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Okay. And if somebody's about to lose their temper, you tell them just
cool it.
Okay. Or you might say just
calm down.
All right. And if you've been working very hard, you might say you were very
tired.
Yeah. And if you're very very tired, you say you're all
worn out.
Okay. And if a person has been quite well, you know, it's been yesterday you saw her and she's up and about, and then somehow or other she got some disease, you might say that suddenly last night she
died?
No, she didn't die, but she said
she's sick?
Yeah, suddenly last night she
took sick.
Alright. Yeah. You might say she took sick last night, but she'll be up again by
in the morning.
Alright. Would you ever say she'll be up again
tomorrow?
How about would you ever say like she'll be up again by and by?
No.
Okay. Alright, if a person sat in a draft and begin to cough and sneeze, okay? You might say last night he
caught a draft?
Alright, well you know, cough.
Cold.